number three. And I want to take your phone calls on Trump and your report card on him. The Epstein stuff, the economy, my take on where this is going, what's happening. We can also talk about something I haven't gotten to. I mentioned it, but it really should have been my top story. I've already seen the signs of this, and it's standard procedure if a president's actually in charge and a government that we've been backing doesn't do what we want. The U.S. government does regime change, and most of the time it's been done for evil purposes. But Zelensky needs to be removed. Ukraine needs to have free elections. We need to end this potentially world-ending war. And Russia has come out and leaked, and I don't just believe the Russians, but most of the time their intel leaks are accurate. Right before they invaded Ukraine 3.5 years ago, they're like, we are not invading. I'm like, yeah, you are. I was on national TV. They're like, we end the interview now. The Russians are actually not very good liars. But they've been accurate on most of it, and they're saying Western and Ukrainian officials held secret meeting on ousting Zelensky. Yeah, I can tell you that's going on. And then I talk to my sources, and they go, how do you know that? Who told you that? And I'm like, I figured it out. Well, you're good at that. Yep, sounds like you know what you're talking about. Well, is that going on? Well, Alex, I think you already know the answer. Thank you. And then what do you think about this? They'll ask me. So I don't reach out to all these sources, usually even get information. I reach out to ask them what they think. And it's because they've been such good sources in the past. And then they'll ask, well, what do you think? And more than 9 times out of 10, we're right. Because our head's in the game. So we can discuss all this and more. 2 hours is left here, or 1 hour and 57 and a half minutes, technically, ahead of Owen Schroyer in the war room today. And Owen's always done a great job 9 years here, but he just gets better and better, just like Harrison Smith. The War Room coming up 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, man.video. They can shut that down, so be sure and follow us on X, Roll Hawk Jones, and more. But I said I'd hit this, and I hit it a little bit in the first hour, but I'm going to hit it when we come back. And that is the Jewish settlers, some of them, are not just burning out and killing the Palestinians that are left. And I don't support that, even though I think Islam's a cancer. Well, where is it supposed to be if not where it's been? So, kill Hamas, kill Hezbollah, whatever. Don't blow up five-year-olds. Snipers laugh and shoot eight-year-old kids and stuff. It's just, it's evil. It's wrong. You're like, well, Islam's bad. Okay, so you're going to act just like it? So now they're burning up and blowing up just on a daily basis, the few churches left. And then, oh, it's an accident. And then later, of course, it's not an accident. Oh, we firebombed this on accident. Oh, we dropped a bomb on an accident. Oh, yeah. Oh, these Christian aid trucks. We just shot missiles right through the sunroofs of, a bunch of cars perfectly on accident. Oh, yeah, right. Tiger Woods just hit a hole-in-one by accident, Oh, we just stood down for 7.5 hours on October 7th by accident, but we have this incredible military, which you do. Just stop it. Oopsie, we're going to stop the settlers burning up the last Christians, firebombing their houses. And even the U.S. ambassador, Huckabee, who is a Christian Zionist, is like sending them letters saying stop. And they're like, we're going to push all Gentiles out. He's like, people are learning about that. It's going to cut off all the churches sending you the money, dumbass. The Netanyahu apologizes. And then the Israeli settlers burn down more churches. God almighty, what the hell is your problem, man? You got some chutzpah.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number three right now, and as predicted last hour by Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist, despite all Trump's pressure and everything, Fed leaves rates unchanged, defying Trump's demands for aggressive cuts. And the very same Federal Reserve shareholders that own the private EU central bank and the German private central bank, they've cut their rates repeatedly. Wow. So we knew that was coming. Trump needs to start beating the drum to have Congress repeal the Federal Reserve Act. Because it's true, Trump has no authority over it other than being able to appoint Fed chairmen to their terms. And again, that's the New York Fed is the actual board of the private bank. The 12 offices are a private, but it's a treasury interface and does real stuff for the U.S. banking system, collects the money, ships the money out, does all that. So that's all legitimate, but it's functions the treasury should be doing. And it does it in conjunction. So they try to confuse you with their Fed education about it. Oh, look, we do this. Yeah, you do that. But the people running the policy are in New York, and that's why you have all these other Fed chairmen, co-chairs around the country, constantly complaining about it. Because they actually, most of them are good. I mean, you could, but the head of Texas, the head of the different regional banks, based in Texas, I mean, it sounds like me or Ron Paul when you listen to what they put out. They're like, the Federal Reserve out of New York is shutting down all the local banks and killing liquidity. And this is BS. Because they got their foot on our neck. And still the average American doesn't know the Federal Reserve is private. Well, in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, I'm going to take calls and cover news now. Tucker had an extremely informative, revered historian on. And I'm quite the expert on these subjects, so I can tell you everything he's saying is dead on. And then he's obviously always up on the latest, and he got threatened and persecuted by the EU and the CIA on record for exposing them and how they're destroying society by design. But it's very refreshing to see the private Fed head and the private head of the EU central bank saying, we're obsolete. Everyone hates us. What Trump's doing with crypto is going to destroy us. Yes, sir. Oh, you won't do what I say? I'll just create a whole new system. And then obviously that can all be abused too. But diversity in economic systems is always the answer to tyranny. And Trump is creating a decentralized, wide-spectrum system that will be a huge boom and will destroy the private central bank's dominance. As I played the head of the private central bank of Europe admitting last hour. It's very, very exciting. Now, let me give you the toll-free number. First-time callers on Ukraine, Russia, Trump reportedly planning to oust Zelensky. We'll get to that in a moment. The Epstein latest developments. What do you think is going on there? What do you make of the economy, the Fed doing this? Trump's incredible success on tariffs. That's $500 billion in or whatever. It's wild. But finishing up what I hit in the first hour, So you got the West Bank to the, you know, east of Israel proper, and then down at the southwest there in the Mediterranean, backed up against Egypt. You got Gaza, or what's left of it. And now they're saying it's more like 300,000 dead in Gaza, not 50,000. You got a couple million people left there. And you got all these aid groups and these images of people begging for food and children starving to death. And then you've got many of the Muslims there do not want war, do not want to attack Israel. But you got Hamas all underground running around. And Israel that helped back it and put it in power until 3 years ago. Netanyahu was giving them lots of money because he wanted bad guys in charge so he'd have an enemy. And this is all on record, just like the West helped put Al-Qaeda in now into Syria. And now they've been slaughtering Christians in mass. So I don't hear about defensive civilization from Netanyahu when this is going on. It's disgusting. No, you need to have bad guys in there so you can come in and take over and stay in power when you're unpopular. And Trump's been wanting peace deals, and that's been totally ignored. So for a long time, this has been happening for really since 47. But it's intensified. We're now in Gaza and in Bethlehem and in the West Bank and just everywhere. You have Israel, through its militia settlers, firebombing and burning people's houses, homes, running huge attacks, spray painting death threats, killing people, and they're Orthodox Christians, Coptic Christians, and Catholic Christians. And they're not anti-Israel, and they've been there for thousands of years. And so Mike Huckabee, and I showed the footage a few weeks ago, the last big attack, now more happened over the last few days. You see this, well, the last Christian village in the West Bank, and the houses are on fire, the cars are on fire, and Israel's not even denying they're doing this. It's not like it's some false flag. So you show that again. Just show Christian village, last Christian village in West Bank burned. I showed it last week, 2 weeks ago. But and you see the church is getting blown up, and then, you know, Israel says that that's an accident. So now Huckabee 2 weeks ago sends a letter to Israel and to Netanyahu, and he's the ambassador. He basically lives over there. He's totally pro-Israel. And I like Huckabee on domestic policies. He's a nice guy. And I get, you got to choose a side. I mean, he's been a Christian Zionist his whole career. I mean, he talks about Israel more than he does America, okay? And I get it. That's part of his faith, and he, you know, all that. But, I mean, this is a slobbering, sycophantic supporter of whoever's in charge of Israel. And he's involved with the aid groups, and they run ads on Fox and everywhere else, and the Christian networks, raising billions a year from American Protestant Zionists. I mean, you go to a mainline Protestant church, folks, and, I mean, it's as pro-Israel than a right-wing synagogue. I mean, probably more so. I mean, you go in there, and you think you're worshiping Judaism, not Jesus Christ. And so Huckabee starts sending him letters going, hey, man, you can't blow up the last few Christian villages and kill everybody and blow their churches up and firebomb their houses. This looks really bad. Now, is that Huckabee trying to hurt Israel or help Israel? No, any moron would know that the way these settlers are behaving is why American Christians don't like Muslims. You're acting as anti-Christian as a frickin' ISIS person. And again, I don't want Israel to be blown up. I don't have a fetish to hate Israel. But I will not apologize for criticizing Israel when it's trying to drag us into war, manipulating our domestic policies, trying to censor here domestically. And the Jewish lobby is constantly, you know, joining the left, criticizing white people and Western culture and saying it's racist, when, hey, bro, you got an ethno state over there. There's laws that a non-Jew can't marry a Jew in Israel. You get arrested. And you know what? We don't harp on that. Okay, have your state. Be proud of your religion and ethnicity or whatever. I mean, I'm all for people doing their own thing. Just don't lecture us when we're not doing one tenth as Western Christians to have some protection of our culture, just a tiny bit. And you tell us it is the devil. And then you do stuff that is just outrageous. U.S. says attack on West Bank Palestinian church was an act of terror. Reuters. So even the Trump administration and Huckabee says this is terrorism. Stop it. And then I've got the quotes here from the local kibbutz newspapers and websites where they literally say, we're going to drive all Gentiles. You're all a threat. You're all bad. So that is their response to Huckabee trying to get them to stop destroying themselves in the eyes of the world. And that's a microcosm of this real life snuff film we're watching with everybody getting starved and slaughtered in Gaza. So just like when I said Trump comes out and says, forget Epstein, move along. I go, that's the dumbest thing you could say or do. It's going to blow up. Well, this is 100 times more insane. What Netanyahu is doing is trying to get the whole world to turn against Israel and have a giant Arab uprising against Israel so he can play God and keep them in a constant war. He wouldn't be in power right now if this wasn't happening. So Israel is committing political suicide. And people go, well, great, drive them into the ocean. They got nuclear weapons, dumbasses. It's like starting a war with the Russians. You know where that ends. But this is Israel going wild, stirring all this up. And then people are like, good, we'll destroy them. You're not going to destroy them. You're going to get us all destroyed. Trump's like, hey, let's build golf courses and hire the Palestinians to run them. Israel's like, nah. They could go in there and remove Hamas and all them and go in there and rebuild that. Those people would be converted to capitalism in 10 seconds. And the ones that aren't? Well, they can be shipped wherever. But the point is that Saudi Arabia's got to plan all of it. They're going to give Israel the money to do it. And Netanyahu goes, no. Because he wants total, complete chaos. And he's got a bunch of wound up, crazy people. I mean, the polls are as high as 85% of the Israelis want to just wipe out every Palestinian. And don't tell me they're not Palestinians. Palestine's a real thing. A lot of them are vagabonds. I get that part. I get nobody wants to take them. I wouldn't turn my back on a Palestinian on average for 10 seconds. I get that. See, just because they're bad on average doesn't mean you get to blow up five-year-olds in front of everybody and then, you know, tell us it's all okay. And then you start blowing up the Christians that don't do a damn thing to you. And more, the Israelis are beating up Christian tour groups that come, including tour groups associated with Huckabee, because the Jews on average over there are so wound up like a beehive and so pissed at everybody. It reminds me in France and Spain, they're attacking and burning and going after tourists saying, we don't want you here, even though most of their economy is tourism. I mean, it's not just the Israel acting like this. It's nuts. I mean, the Israelis ought to be kissing Christians' asses and red carpeting them for tourism. But no, instead, Christians are being treated like filth over there now. And it wasn't like that 20, 30 years ago. And so the more Netanyahu gets Israel attacked, the more wound up and tribal the Jews get, you see. And then the more crazy they go, the more crazy everybody else goes. And now it just goes on. Yeah, I mean, I could find 100 new videos a day of Jews beating Christians up and spitting on them. Now, that's not all the Jews over there, but do the Jews understand the world is watching you act like crazy people? And I can look second, third, fourth order where this goes. All right, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. On all these big subjects, first-time callers. 877-789-2539. But really, your report card on Trump's what I'm really looking for. 877-789-2539. So, do you want me to read this article on InfoWars that has links to the Israeli news? I mean, this is really nasty stuff. Israel settlers again commit terrorist attack against Christians in West Bank. That's the State Department. That's Huckabee. Saying, whoa, 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 we're kind of turning a blind eye while you wipe out the Muslims, but you don't need to attack the Christians. And in response, they're like, pound sand, old man. Just give us that Christian Zionist money and shut the hell up. Despite U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee's recent visit to the Tibet, the last fully Christian town in the West Bank, he went there to give it attention a few weeks ago to stop the attacks, during which he condemned the violence against the town and called for harsh consequences for the perpetrators. Aggressive attacks on the village, firebombing people's houses, churches. Early Monday, according to several local reports, Israeli settlers assaulted homes with stones and firebombs, everything else, attempted to set houses afire, threatened to the inhabitants with graffiti messages saying, we're going to get you, and again, burned up, blew up more things. German ambassador to Israel, Stefan Sibert, condemned the attacks Monday. Whether the target is a Christian village or a Muslim community, these extremist settlers may claim divine mandate. The only truth, they are criminals, strangers to any authentic faith. The Forum of the Holy Land Christians also released a statement Monday decrying the terrorist attack and demanding an in-depth investigation into the international neutral body, accountability for the terrorist, and actions against those who incite the terrorists. And you got the IDF shooting Christians in the West Bank and Gaza and everywhere else. Vatican News reported that the attackers are part of an extremist Israel group called Hilltop Youth, known for setting up illegal outposts in Palestinian territory and committing violence against Palestinians in their land. According to terrorism expert Ami Pedhuzer, Hilltop Youth adhere, and we linked their sites, to the Khanist worldview, endorsing deportation, revenge, and annihilation of Gentiles that pose a threat to the people of Israel. Amid their latest attack in the village, the Israeli settlers reportedly set fire to the town's cemetery and the historic Church of St. George, one of the oldest religious landmarks in Palestine. Father Bahir Fawadi, parish priest of the Church of Christ the Redeemer in the village located east of Ramallah, recently lamented, "We do not live in peace, but in daily fear of siege." And it goes on with more examples. Now, here's another one. Israeli settlers attack West Bank Christian village again. Here's the statement by Ambassador Mike Huckabee condemning the terrorism. That was on July 16th, half a month ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's only getting worse. Meanwhile, over 40 Christians killed in ISIS-linked terrorist attack on Congolese Catholic Church, with hundreds of other murders. So this is what goes on in places in Africa like the Congo. So the average American thinks, oh, just support Israel, they're fighting Islam. And yeah, you can say they are, and also stirring it up and then putting radical Islamist groups in control so they have a new enemy. But Netanyahu wants to ship the Palestinians to Europe and the U.S. No, you can keep them. But Europe's waking up. Berlin's special visa program for Syrians, Afghans, and Iraqis has been scrapped. Interpol chief of their police force says 12-year-olds killed for $20,000 cash. They don't tell you in her statement what they're talking about. They're talking about North Africans and Muslims. Muslim aliens demand for female-only care of wife at Austrian hospital rejected. These people just demand everything, man. It is just something else. You know what? I got an idea for all the Middle Easterners. Just in average, your culture, what you do, what goes on over there. You got all our oil money. You got all the rest of it. I don't want to interfere in your countries. Israel, you can go over there, do whatever you want. Muslims, do whatever you want. How about you just leave us alone? How about Israel doesn't have its lobby manipulating our government? And how about the Muslims trying to take over all these governorships and mayoral things and all your crap and running down the country and running down Christians and running down white people? If we're so bad, just go away. And by the way, the old days of us kissing your ass is over, okay? People are sick of it. We're sick of Ilhan Omar. We're sick of Benjamin Netanyahu. We're sick of all of you. And black Americans are sick of you trying to have a race war. And Hispanic Americans, more and more. And white people, we're done. We know the problem. It's these big corporations and these special interests that want to make us all fight with each other. And because we've been so politically correct and so into being guilty, Christianity's been taken over the last 60, 70 years and turned into this white guilt thing. It was England and the Protestants that banned slavery all over the world. It was white people made the first moves to ban slavery. The only places it's still going on is Arab places and places in Africa. I will no longer be told I'm evil because of the color of my skin when I have nothing to do with any of this. But liberals and liberal black people and all of them think it's like some piggy bank they've got. It's like some royal title that they're not white, so they get to tell me I've done something wrong and I'm out to get them. No, I'm smart enough to not blame everybody that's black or brown, and not even most of them, but your leaders, and you're trying to manipulate me and make me feel guilty, and instead, I resent you. And I'm sophisticated enough to not slide into hating all of you, and I've been warning for decades, all this anti-white stuff is designed to turn white people into rabid racists via survival mechanism. So the globalists can then play all the sides off against each other, because if we ever got unified around good policies and good monetary systems and good health care and good culture and unified around that and Christianity, that's how we don't all kill each other. People think sectarianly they're going to run off and create their own black community, their own white community. And maybe for a while you'll be okay and actually do good. Not because you're away from black people or white people overall, but because you're away from the cities and away from outside influences of the culture. But it's Hollywood and the left that is poisoning all of us. It's big pharma attacking all of us. So you can hide out in the countryside. Believe me, I know it's very seductive. And it's good to have that as a backup if you can. And good, but you better take the country back or they're going to get you in the countryside later. You understand that there's no hiding in the sand or pulling your little turtle head in. We'll come back with your calls. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying. It feels so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultimately blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen. To tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So start, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes. Starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike.
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago, and I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect, and then now, a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theaudiencesword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long-distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidation process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. That's why I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better, and Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say, we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, Dano. All right, we are back live on this live Wednesday transmission. I want to go to your phone calls. I mentioned this yesterday, but I should mention it more. Tonight, 8 to probably about 10:30 Central, I'm going to be debating Nick Fuentes. And I do disagree with him overall that Trump's doing nothing on the border deportations. I disagree with him on that we should just get rid of Trump and that Trump's overall bad. And I get his points, but it's going to be a real debate. It'll be a friendly debate. And people say, oh, my gosh, he's a big racist. Well, compared to the liberals saying all whites are inherently evil and we need to get rid of all the white people at the universities. And it's just, no. The left's taking us there. And I think it's overall healthy to not be politically correct and not have all this wokeism. Now, he does it in a very flamboyant style on purpose. And he even admits, he goes too far. But I look forward to the debate. Now, I'm going to go on at 8 and cover all the latest news and stuff. And then he's going to come on at 9, where he's going to simulcast on Rumble on his channel, Nick J. Fuentes, and on X. And by the way, everybody else is welcome to pick up our feeds and restream them. This stuff all belongs to you. So join me tonight, 8 o'clock Central. And I'll call Nick, maybe see if we can get him on a little bit earlier, too. But I know he does his show at 9. But if he wants to launch early, we can go at 8:30. But I went to bed at midnight last night and got up at 5 a.m. and I feel great, but I did a long hike and some swimming today early this morning. So I got to get 5 hours sleep. And so I figure we'll shut it down about 10:30. If he comes on a little bit earlier, we'll get more than an hour and a half of debate. And we'll take some questions from his audience because he's got that live feed, super chats and all the rest of it. We don't do that, but he does. So it'll be a debate slash discussion show tonight, 8 p.m. It kicks off Central Time at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. It'll be on the AJN Live feed on X as well, at AJN Live. Be sure and follow that there for the Alex Jones Network. The backup system, in case they shut it down, is growing. And more. But we should also probably post that on X, that graphic, and let people know the time. So just ask Chase or one of the other great crew members. Most of the tweets I write, but sometimes I dictate them, and I needed to do that. I forgot to do that. So please, let's take that graphic and let people know the show times and to watch it at Real Alex Jones. And join us this evening. Okay, I just spent probably too much time on the Israel thing because in the scale of things, this Russia thing is much bigger. But it's still important to cover. Let me hit this Russia thing, and then I'm going right to your phone calls. You have the EU cutting billions of dollars because of corruption to Ukraine. You have Trump slowing and stopping most weapons deliveries to them. You have a lot of criticism by Trump of Zelensky. You know, the fact that he's not elected now for a year and a half, that he's banned even his loyal opposition parties and taken over the media and banned the Orthodox Church. And Russia wants free and fair elections over there. I think that's reasonable as part of the deal to end the war. And Trump has said to Russia, we may give heavy weapons to Ukraine to start bombing Moscow. Now he's given them 10 to 12 days as of yesterday. I hope that's just saber rattling. Russia came out and said, we're not taking those threats. We're not going to stop for our security. You wouldn't put up with this. We're not. You got a real peace deal. Let's do it. If not, you just keep your threats. And then Russia came out today and said, oh, you want 100% tariff on us? We already have total tariffs. It made us stronger. Please, we want you to do it. So the Russians aren't going to fold. And the smartest moves, I said for a long time, but with Barnes yesterday, would be to remove Zelensky. And I don't mean kill him, but the word I've heard is that for months, Trump's State Department and others have been talking to the political opposition, also talking to some of his top people, and now they're meeting with the EU people. And obviously NATO doesn't want that, but they're talking about removing Zelensky because he won't make deals either. Western and Ukraine officials held secret meeting on ousting Zelensky. So do I believe the Russians when they say this? I already said this. I already believe this before they said it. They say they have intelligence showing it. Top officials in Kiev saluted Western plans to replace the Ukrainian leader with former military chief Valery Zaluzhny, the SVR said. U.S. and U.K. officials have secretly met with key Ukrainian power brokers to discuss ousting Volodymyr Zelensky and replacing him with former military chief, according to Russia's foreign intelligence services. Yeah, I said months ago, though I can't pronounce his name well, that that's who they're probably replacing him with. How do you say it? Valery Zaluzhny. In a statement yesterday, the SVR claimed Western officials had gathered at an undisclosed Alpine resort, like they always do, with top Zelensky aide Andrei Yermak, Ukrainian military intelligence chief, and others, who is currently Kiev's ambassador to the UK. According to the agency, all sides agreed it is high time for Zelensky to be replaced and called the change a key condition for resetting Kiev's relations with the West and continuing Western military aid. The SVR reported the U.S. and U.K. officials told their Ukrainian counterparts they want the former military chief to become president. The agency claimed that Yermak and others saluted the plan and secured promises that they would keep their current post if who the U.S. wanted took over. All right, so I believe that happened, but we will continue to watch that as it unfolds. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Please remember, we are still in the thick of the battle with the deep state. We need funds. We need support. We have big plans. Whatever happens, InfoWars to continue and actually expand. But this is the hill to die on, and we're winning. But it takes a lot of money to fight them in court. But that's secondary. These products are incredible. So we have a gigantic sale going right now, store-wide. Buy a T-shirt, a ball cap, methylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein Detox, so good for your whole cardiovascular system. All of it. There's over 20 supplements of the best. Prebiotic, probiotic, gut cleanses, all of it. The very best turmeric, very strongest. It's all there. Buy one bottle already discounted, get a second bottle free at thealexshow.com. But here's the catch, but it's a good catch. It's only for VIP members. But you get $40 to spend in the store each month when you're a VIP member in store credit for $30. So if you're going to buy anything in the store, you just made $10 with that. And you just cancel any time, then you get special deals, special offers, special sales just to you, and always big discounts on top of whatever sales there if you're a VIP. So it's like being an Amazon Prime member. Everybody does that because the deals are too good. But it's about forming the relationship. We already have over 70% reorder on the supplements, even higher on the methylene blue. But we want to form that relationship with you. And so you get incredible deals, and then you fund the operation. It is a win-win. And they're adding new incredible designs. It's we got to create a better system, though, to have different sections of the designs. It's over 500 designs now of the T-shirts and the rest of it. It's just insane. Some of the very best designs, some are goofy, but it's just some I made, some others made. Some of my designs weren't bestsellers. A lot of them are bestsellers. Very iconic stuff. I mean, it's some of the very best designs out there. Got kind of the 1776 genre, classic Americana. Got the Americana, modern Americana stuff. You've got the pro-Trump stuff, the InfoWars classic stuff, the comedy stuff. Still the bestseller is the Gulf of America shirt. We have the new fundraiser shirt. Means we tack on a little bit extra cost to it if you really want to support us. A murdered out limited edition black on black InfoWars shirt. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Everyone should become a subscriber. Cancel anytime for free. You only get benefits from it. But we want you to put the ring on it. And it's a mild commitment. Cancel anytime, $30 a month. Get 40 to spend. But when people become members, they tend to get better deals. We always get better deals. And then the relationship forms. That's what we want. And for those of you that have been on the fence and ever tried our Ultimate Methylene Blue or Irish Sea Moss or our Shilajit, you're nuts. What it does, these are the very best things out there. I'm only going to sell whatever the very best smoking, badass, highest rated thing is. Why the hell wouldn't I? Again, it'd be like if I had a restaurant. I'd want the highest quality food, great service, great location, decent pricing, so you want to come in all the time. I want you to be a regular. I want you hooked. What we sell is the best. The hats, Richardson hats, they're recognized as one of the best. It goes on and on. The shirts were already really good quality. They got even better ones. I mean, it's crazy. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, let's go ahead and take calls here in the order they were received. Mordecai in Maryland on Israel, politics versus reality. Mordecai.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm all right, go ahead.
Good. All right, first of all, long-time listener, a lot of respect for you. Just wanted to give you an idea. You've really pushed me in the areas of research to question, to be emotionally honest. All my life, I've been someone who's studied people, studied our world, our history, as I guess us as humans, and that has led me, I guess, over the years to really debate, to explore, and to engage with everyone from my own faith, from my own community, from different races, and I've done that for some years now, and I guess where I want to be at here with you is just to create and to see if you and I could either debate or just explore together the difference between what I would call modern Israel and the biblical Israel. Israel being what I would believe is like the children of Jacob, us Jews, separate from, let's say, modern Israel, right? I don't trust politicians. I don't trust politics. I don't trust Bibi further than I could throw him, not because he's an Israeli Jew politician, but more so because he takes a place in politics. I think a lot of your points that you make regarding Israel and the Mossad are extremely valid, and we have enough evidence to say that we should definitely have our finger on the pulse there. But I think it's dangerous to conflate Bibi, Israel, Mossad, Israel, and then the Jewish nation at large from, let's say, if we're looking at it at a macro view.
Oh, listen, I totally agree. It's like, I don't like the communist Chinese government. I don't blame the Chinese people for that. And so, I mean, I agree with you. And but then they have a modern Christian Zionist view that whoever's in power in Israel, you must do what they say or you will be cursed. Well, and so I think that that is a manipulation as well.
Yeah. So I would agree with that. That testament, I don't know if it lives strong. Again, I'm only going to talk from my close, intimate relationship, let's say, that I have here in Maryland, in New York, and Florida. And I explore a lot, and I've had debates. I talk with rabbis. I talk with non-believers. I do a lot of outreach with, like, young kids. And
sure, but, I mean, in general, you think it's bad to do it, and it's a really bad look when some of the settlers are burning up the last few Christian churches, and even Mike Huckabee, that I'll just say it, is sycophantic towards Israel because he makes so much money off of it. I mean, he leads tours there. He's like, hey, guys, stop attacking the Christians. You know, this is bad for business, and they're not stopping.
Yeah, so that was.
And I understand it's a minority of the Jews doing it, but the point is it's happening.
Correct. And one of the things I wanted to get on is that if I could give a message to any Jews that are watching or listening, and a message that I'm consistently trying to push via social media. Again, I'm doing this all. I'm not doing it for clicks. I'm not doing it for fame, for money. I'm not doing it for clout. I'm doing it because I really believe something that a testament that you've given off a lot is that it's our job as humans, whether we're Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Black, White, Asian, it's our job to get in the info war, to educate, to arm yourself, and then as best as you can, emit this energy to the world, and it will heal with us. So. But at the same time, every Jew that's listening, we do need to take responsibility. We have this idea called Chilul Hashem. It's when you embarrass God's name in front of the world. And one of the biggest versions of that would be when a Jew embarrasses another Jew on their actions, where the second Jew looks at the first one being embarrassing and says, one second, if this is his actions, then maybe I'm not really part of this religion. Maybe it's got it wrong. And that's one of the worst things a Jew can do. And I think the Jewish people right now, in light of everything that's been going on, let's say over the past 7 years, we need to realize how much light is being shed onto us, how many eyes are looking at us. And if we look throughout history, that when times like this come, the first thing the Jews need to do is realize, get out of the public eye. It's not about us. Stop making parades. Stop making attention onto yourself. We definitely have a story to tell. We definitely have trauma, obviously, in our history, as does many other nations. But our responsibility right now is any, like you're saying, any opportunity that we can show the world, we are not here to fearmonger. We are not here to control. We are not here to create genocide and or murder. We're here to constantly walk with those next to us to heal the world. Now,
well,
I know
listen, an interesting call. I got to be fair to all the other callers, but I hear your point. And yeah, I mean, look, Michael Savage is pro-Israel, but he's America first. He's like, Netanyahu needs to go. I mean, the State Department is condemning Israel settlers for terrorism. I mean, like, they're burning up Christian churches. This is, again, I'm like, oh, great, Israel's really screwing itself over now. It's like, stop it. And I get it. Israel's all wound up in a big tribal war. I don't agree with it, but it's just insane. And it goes back to the Native Americans and the settlers. I mean, the Native Americans, most of them were barbarous, murdering people. They'd come and say, help us kill the other tribe, we'll kill you. And then the settlers would get wound up and kill them, and then the Indians would massacre them, and then we'd massacre them. This is what goes on, folks. So I understand how this stuff operates. I am simply saying that this is leading down a very dangerous path because Netanyahu wants continual war to stay in power. And I can look where this is going, and it is bad. And I don't want to, I'm glad we got a call on that, but it's just like out of everything going on, it's not the most important thing, but it's definitely important. All right, Will in Wisconsin on Israel as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, Trump report card first, I would say A++++ on the curve, B solid. You know, everybody knew beforehand that he's not the anti-Jew guy. I mean, he's from New York. He's the chaos and order president, blood moon eclipse president, the avenger, the reclaimer. Their Reaper, R. Obama. So I think he's doing a great job, especially when you compare it to other presidents. And with Israel, you know, I think it's on its face now that they're doing prima facie genocide, given the starvation, forced removal, the concentration camps. I saw videos of them, like, cooking next to the starving Palestinians and letting the smells waft over and making them tortured that way.
Well, the really bad stuff is like shooting 10-year-old kids that are playing with, you know, sticks in the street. And then, oh, it's an accident. And then it's like, you understand this is on international television. Like, it's they're like, we don't care. And it's just like, okay, whatever. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah, and it's on 4K. There's so much cell phone now. It's not like old grainy footage, so many different videos being posted by Hamas.
And we don't like the Muslims in general because they do stuff like that. So I don't want to hear, exactly. Oh, well, they're trying to kill us and they're barbarous. So we can, no, the good guys don't act like the bad guys.
They both need Jesus. They both need Jesus right now. And I think that's great for us worldwide. I never hear people talk about, maybe for the debate tonight, how the world would be like if the U.S. only was the only country with nukes, because our nuclear secrets were given to the Russians by two Jewish people, and it would be a totally different paradigm now. It would be America worldwide, and we would have a lot less of these problems. And also the organ.
Well, I mean, look, the Rosensteins were communists and did leak stuff, but. They were scapegoats. The scientific interest over there, scientific people in the Manhattan Project did not want the U.S. to be the only nuclear power. They thought that was dangerous. But look, the Russians would have gotten nukes a few years later without being given how to do it.
Maybe. But I also wanted lastly to thank you for covering the organ harvesting stuff. I really appreciate that. It happened to a relative of mine. They tried to take my own left arm at the hospital, believe it or not, saying that they had to remove it because it was going to cause infected blood to go to my organ. And I was like, you're not going to take my arm and left. So thank you very much. You saved my arm. I had to hold my grandma in my arms before COVID, as after they ventilated her, and she survived the Balkan wars and communism and Nazis, and the hospital killed her. She was trying to tell me to take her out of the hospital, and I pussied out and didn't take her out of the hospital, and they later killed her, was shot. Same with my other relatives. The hospitals are killing people still after COVID, and the whistleblowers online are saying 70-odd% in some wards of those organs are going to foreign donors, not even American citizens. If their organs are getting harvested, at least can they go to Americans?
No, it's true. They're being given, the U.S. is almost as bad as China on organs. I can talk to you all day, but I can tell other people. Thank you, Will. These are all great calls. So I hate cutting you off, but we'll never get to the next person we know. John in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Been listening to you since about 2010, and I got a couple of points. I'll get to them quick. I figured that this would give you a laugh. In 2010, I was listening to that Mark Levin. He was dogging you out so hard. Okay, I'd never heard of you before, and I live up here in McKinney. Never heard of you. He was dogging you out, and I'm like, who's this Alex Jones guy? So Mark Levin put me on to you, and I've been listening to you now for 15 years.
Yeah, Mark Levin's a neocon. He loves all these wars, so he's yep. A Bush guy. He always attacks me. The guy's a joke.
100%.
I mean, he's okay. Good on conservative politics and stuff, so I tune into a show on Fox, and like, I agree with all of it till it goes into war, and I'm like, no, I'm against that.
Yep, he was a very pro-shot guy, a pro-vaccine guy when all of that, and that's when I quit listening to him. Okay, this is an important thing to remember about the Middle East, okay? I'm very pro-Israel, much more skeptical of the Zionist situation, pretty much same view as you have, okay? They have the right to defend themselves, but they don't have the right to do genocide against any religious group. But they've got that idea that they're the only ones that belong on that land, that it was given to them by Abraham, okay? Christian people, and I don't mean for this to be a Catholic-Protestant argument. That's a different topic for a different time. But all Christians should understand this. Israel means people of God. Christians are the people of God, okay? We are the shining city on the hill. We are the new Jerusalem, okay? Not, and the Jewish religion ended in 70 A.D., and we as Christians know that the building of the third temple, or ones that have any common sense, is going to usher in the Antichrist.
I know this. You can see God working through Abraham, and you can see God's hand there. And some people say, oh, it's not Judeo-Christian. No, the Abraham religion has come out of that. But it doesn't mean Christianity is the old covenant. It is the new covenant. And right. Israel would not even exist now if it was not for the United States and not for Christendom. So I think Jews ought to sit back and think about that and see that hand of God throughout all of this in a larger plan. And the Bible says, and it's all coming true, that at one point the Jews will just absolutely have to know that's the case.
Alex, I got something for you to research I think you'd be very interested in. Research Pope Pius IX. When the Zionist movement started in the 1890s, and they said, you know, are you pro-Zionist? Are you for the Jews returning to this land? Because remember, way before them, the Catholic Church has been there since Christ walked the earth. And Pius IX said, I am not a Zionist, but if the Jews want to return to the Holy Land, we Catholics will be here to convert them.
Interesting. All right, thank you. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to Wayne, Cameron, Jay, Tom, Douglas, Digital Soldier, Sean, and Chris. That'll be it for calls, because after I get to you, amazing historian. And I already know who he is. He's a top historian, very accurate, but I already know all this stuff. And when I watched it, about an hour of this morning, when I didn't watch all 2.5 hours, I was like, gosh, I need to cover this more. Because I've covered all this so much, you know, in decades past, I need to kind of bring back the old stuff, because what's old's new. How central banks operate, that's coming up in the second half of the next hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feed at Real Long Show Talk.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend week. Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So there's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesworld.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.